Welcome to A Plus English, another day on the radio. I mean, on TV, but we're talking about the radio, right? Well,
the show is also on the radio.
Ah, but we're talking about Mark today, who really wants to be on the radio.
Yes, yesterday we were talking about this guy, Mark. He really loves listening to the radio. And then he finds that there is a big contest. And 如果他赢得这场比赛，他可以主持一场广播节目。So he really wants to win the contest.
Right, because wouldn't that be so great to have your own radio show? He can be just like his hero, DJ Jack Hope.
So Mark really wants to win this contest.Now, to win it, you've got to prepare well. 你一定要好好准备。So today's show will be about Mark preparing.
So let's have a look at today's lesson and see what he does.
Hello, you're on the air.
Reading A. The next day, Mark tried to record his show on tape.He wrote down everything he wanted to say. He turned on his recorder and started to talk. But he got really nervous.
Hello, this is Fans, and you're listening to Music Mark.
Mark kept messing up the words. He knew he needed some advice.
Hi everybody, welcome back. 好，那么 Mark 他已经得知说接下来有个大比赛，他想要看看他的功力到底怎么样，他想要来做一个 demo 带。要这么做的话 ,you have to record first.
Right, and when you record something, that means you keep it. So when we're talking about recording sound, you take a microphone like this and some kind of machine, and then you canRecord the sound so that you can hear it later.
所以我们刚刚都在聊 record 这个动词。Record 到底是什么呢？它呢就有记录、录影或是录音。So what Clayton and I are doing right now, we are recording our sounds, right? 我们讲的话都会录进去。
Right. And when I went to China recently, I had a friend who works in a radio station who came with me.She took her microphone and her recorder, and she recorded sounds everywhere she went.
所以 Clayton 的朋友到大陆去的时候，就拿着一个 recorder, 一个录音机或是录音笔，到处把所有声音都录下来。You know, Clayton, I like to record bird calls.
Oh, the sounds of birds are very beautiful.
Or all kinds of sounds. Bird calls 就是鸟叫声。Now, let me ask you a question. Now, there is another word that's spelled the same. 还有另外一个单字拼法一模一样 but it's pronounced differently and it's a noun.
Oh, that must be record. Now, a record is something that you have recorded. It's usually one of those big black discs we used to use in the old days before there were CDs.
这里我们来看一下Record, 之前的动词是 record, 这里是名词 record. Clayton 刚刚提到那个大大黑黑的唱片你可以说是 record. 而 record 也有记录的意思世界记录的那个记录。So I think the world record for the biggest animal is the blue whale, 蓝鲸。
Right, so there's all kinds of different records.Which are things that somebody has written down of who is the best at something. So, for example, recently, some people that I know broke a record for the biggest dance. They had all these people dancing together, and I think they broke a record for the most people dancing together.
真的，那就真的创了世界纪录哦。Clayton 有一些朋友聚集了召集了很多人大家一起狂欢跳舞人多到创了世界纪录 a world record 那么这里哦 so Mark is getting ready to make his demo tape how is he doing so far
well Mark is nervous you see so when he turns on his recorder and starts to talk he says hello this is fans you're listening to music Mark
天哪 这里这个 Mark 在这边真的是胡言乱语哦，应该是说 This is Mark， 他竟然说成 This is fans， 然后该说 music fans， 他说成 music Mark。He has no clue what he's saying. He's too nervous.
Right. So what he's doing is he's messing up. And when you mess up, that just means you make a mistake.
而我们这里看到的 mess up 这动词片语 mess up 就是搞砸，后面可以再加个什么东西？它这里是 Mark kept messing up the words， 就是他一直搞砸这些字的顺序。But you could also mess up other things. If your house is very clean in the beginning, and then you throw trash, 丢垃圾啊，盘子什么全部乱丢， you mess up your house too.
Yeah, you've messed up your house if you do that. Now, Mark is messing up, but his friend has some advice for him. Now, advice is something that you give to someone when they have a problem and they don't know what to do.So when you give advice, you say something like, I think you should blah, 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 blah.
所以这里的 give advice, Clayton 刚刚提到是动词片语呢，当然就是给意见。Advice 是个名词，它是不可数的，就是意见。
Well, I have some advice for Jonathan. Jonathan, you should take a break.
给我的建议是我要休息一下。I think you should take a break too.
Hello, you're on the air.
Conversation B.
Tonight, we're taking your questions. First, we have terrible anti pay. Terrible, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, why did you want to be a radio show host?
Well,I think it's a good way to make friends.
Without having to meet them in person?
Sure. Voices can tell a lot about people.
So, we've got a radio show here. Jack Hope is the host, and people are calling in. So, one of the people who calls in is calledTerrible in Taipei. What a strange name is that?
Terrible in Taipei. 在台北极糟糕的或是极糟糕的在台北。So this person is Mark, 就是 Mark, 他用他的匿名哦 because he doesn't want Jack to know that he may be very bad, so he makes up a funny name called Terrible in Taipei.
So sometimes people do that when they call into a radio show. They'll use a name that's not real. Now, he's got some kind of a question or problem, doesn't he?
的确，我们从 Part A 的时候得知呢，他需要一些 advice. He needed some advice. 所以呢，他就决定说，好，我来 call in Jack, the radio show, and maybe I could ask him some questions. Maybe he could give me some advice.That's why he's calling in to Jack's show.
Right, and he hopes that Jack will take his questions. So when you take someone's questions, that just means that you listen to them, you accept their questions, and hopefully you will give a good answer.
我们这里看到一个动词片语 take questions. 这里 Jack 他说 we're taking your questions tonight. Now, take questions 就是呢接受发问。但是不见得会回答、It just means that he will take some questions, but that doesn't mean he will answer them.
Right. Hopefully he will answer some of them though, because that would help out Mark a lot.
这里、我个人觉得 Mark 真的是非常幸运，因为平常你如果有打过 call-in 节目的话，你可能打了半天都打不进去。Mark 他还是第一个打进去的 ，He is the first, but he's nervous. He doesn't know what to say, so he's like.And then he asks Jack why he wants to be a host.
Right, and the host of the show is the person who's on the radio. Usually it's a DJ, and they will take people's questions, they will talk to people, they will put on music, do all kinds of stuff to lead the show.
所以 host 这个名词非常好懂。Host 呢 ,we are two examples. Host 就是主持人 ,so we are A plus hosts. Now, Jack, does he answer Mark's question?
Well, he says that being on the radio is a good way to make friends. And when you make friends, that just means that you meet new friends.
好 ,Clayton 这里提到 make friends.Now, make friends, 这动词片语呢就是交朋友。记住要有 friends, 要加 s, 因为至少两个人以上才可以交朋友。而我们这里又看到 a good way to do something. A good way to do something 就是做什么事的好方法。所以 Jack Hope 他说呢，身为一个广播主持人哦，这是交好朋友的好方式。And then, actually, Mark feels that he has to ask another question.
Well, Mark thinks it's a little bit strange,for Jack to say this, because when you're on the radio, you're not talking to people in person. In person just means that you can see them. You're face to face. So I can talk to Jonathan in person, but I'm not talking to you in person because I'm on TV and you're at home.
所以这里这个 do something in person, do something in person 到底是什么？就是亲自面对面的做什么。所以 Mark 觉得很奇怪。透过广播又不可以直接四目交对的来沟通，怎么可以 meet people? Now over here, Jack has a good answer.
Well, he says that voices can tell a lot about people. Now your voice is the sound that you make when you speak. And if it can tell a lot about you, that just means that it can show who you are.
所以我们这里看到 voice, now voice 它是个可数名词，我们这里看到的 voices 还有 voice 都是人讲话的声音，所以呢透过人讲话的声音就可以透露很多有关于这个人的讯息。 And personally, I think Clayton has a better voice than I do.
Well, that's very kind of you, Jonathan. I don't agree, but that's a very nice thing to say. Okay, everybody, word power is next, so stay with us.
Word power.
For word power today, our first word is record. Record.
Record 是个动词，录下的意思。而它的名词是 record, 有唱片的意思，发音是不太一样的。
I'll be home late tonight. Can you record a TV show for me?
我今晚呢会晚一点回家，你可不可以帮我录个电视节目？
Advice. Advice.
Advice 是个不可数名词哦，有忠告、建议的意思。
I don't know what to do. I need your advice.
哎，我不知道该怎么办呢，我需要你的建议。Blue or green shirt?
Green, I think. In person. In person.
In person 是个片语哦，有亲自、当面的意思。
The teacher met Tom's parents in person.
哦，这个老师呢是非常甘心的哦，他亲自拜会 Tom 的父母亲。
Voice, voice,
voice 则是名词，声音，讲话的声音，尤其是。
They heard voices from the other side of the room.
Oh, that's scary. 他们听到有声音呢，从房间的另一端传来。I hope it's not something like
ghosts from behind the wall. I hope not either.
Well, 农历七月已经过去了, so we should be okay.
Okay, everybody, stay around. We have more.
Keep in mind.
I have a problem, and I need to ask for your advice.
What about?
Well, lately I've been really, really tired.
Maybe you should get more sleep.
That's true, but the problem is that I have trouble sleeping.
Well, then I would advise you to drink a glass of milk before you go to bed.
That's good advice. I'll try drinking a glass of milk. Maybe it will help me sleep better.
Right. 这里我们看到 advice 名词，建议的意思。Advise, C-E 做结尾是不可数的哦。然后是 advise, 动词，给建议的意思。这里的 S 啊是发 Z 的音。
Okay, everybody, my advice to you is to be careful with advice and advise.
Hey, Clayton, 听说做广播的人哦，在录音室里头都是穿短裤、穿拖鞋而已耶。
Just like us, we're wearing slippers, but you can't see.
Hey, Clayton, 穿拖鞋，导播照一下，照一下。
No, let's go to today's lesson.
Hello, you're on the air.
The next day, Mark tried to record his show on tape. He wrote down everything he wanted to say. He turned on his recorder and started to talk. But he got really nervous.
Hello, this is Fans, and you're listening to Music Mark.
Mark kept messing up the words. He knew he needed some advice.
Tonight, we're taking your questions. First, we have terrible anti-pay. Terrible, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, why did you want to be a radio show host?
Well, I think it's a good way to make friends.
Without having to meet them in person?
Sure. Voices can tell a lot about people.
Review time!
For review time today, you've just got to fill in the blanks.
的确就是这样子。今天的 review time 我们来做填充题，很简单啦，句子中间有格子，请你把它填起来。
Number one, I need to talk to you blank, not on the phone.
这里的线索是 not on the phone, 不是透过电话，那是怎样的？当然就是亲自，就是 in person.Hey, I need to talk to you in person. 我要亲自四目跟你去交对的讲话。Probably something important.
Yep. Number two, Laura has a beautiful blank.
Laura 有个美丽的什么呢？ Laura has a beautiful voice. Laura 的声音是很甜美的。She probably looks very pretty too.
That could be. And number three,Peter always follows his father's blank.
所以某人总是会听某人的什么？这里是 Peter always follows his father's advice. Peter 呢总是会听他爸爸的建议。
Okay, everybody, follow our advice. Stay with us because we have more.
Living phrases.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for inviting me to your dinner party.
You're welcome, but I can't talk now.
What's wrong?
I messed up the soup. I added too much salt.
Then try adding some sugar. Maybe it will taste better.
Thanks, but I messed up the dessert too.
That's okay. I brought some cookies.
Great, but I messed up the steak too.
Well...It looks like you messed up the whole dinner.
Yeah, but let's not mess up the whole party. We can take everyone out for dinner.
All right. You're paying, right?
Just for fun.
Our animal idiom for today is pretty funny, actually.It's kind of strange, but maybe it's useful for you. Angie, what's today's animal idiom?
Have a cow.
But I don't have a cow. I don't have any pets. Oh, but my roommate has turtles.
I like turtles, but I like cows too.
I think the idiom isn't saying that you have a cow, that you're holding a cow, but that you're getting upset or in a way that's large, like you're yelling or you're very emotional.
Yeah, when you have a cow, you get really angry. I don't know where this expression came from, but I guess somebody got really mad one day and somebody just said, don't have a cow, okay? Calm down. Angie, maybe our listeners can understand better if we give them an example sentence.
I remember back in grade school and high school, a lot of people used the idiom have a cow. Sometimes I would turn in a paper a day or two late, and my friend would say, Angie, don't have a cow, it's okay. And I would say, but no, the teacher's going to be angry with me. And she would say, don't have a cow, everything is fine.
Oh, so maybe when you have a cow, that can also mean you're very worried or you're very upset. Let's look at this example sentence. My dad had a cow when I broke his computer.
I would have a cow if someone broke my computer. I would have a cow if someone rode my bicycle without asking me, if someone took my clothes and didn't ask to borrow them.
Yeah, these are all situations when you might get really angry or have a cow. You know, one time that I had a cow was when I left my cell phone in the taxi. Because, you know, sometimes you sit down and then things will fall out of your pockets. Well, my cell phone fell out of my pocket. And then I ran after the taxi after it had left, but I couldn't catch it. And I was so upset. I just had a cow because that was a very bad day.
I would have a cow too, Clayton. Cell phones can be expensive, and all of your friends' phone numbers are on them. I would definitely have a cow if I lost my cell phone.